East African leaders have not even intervened to make sure that they saw the situation.
Voices of ordinary people in the capitals of Kampala, Nairobi, and Jerusalem giving us their views on the relevance of the East African community. We have also many reactions coming on our Facebook page, DW Africa.
Ngwazi Oti says that what's happening with Uganda, they have issues with Kagame.
And Grayson Glenn says, I think Kenya is the source of the problem. They need to change their attitude. Otherwise, everyone will keep their own money.
According to OBEP AM, Nigeria did same to West African countries, but welcome European and American goods.
Well, one final one from Senkumbi Anthony says, I don't think that the East African Community Treaty is useful to the regional trade because members are not benefiting and respecting them. First was Rwanda that closed its border with Uganda. Now Kenya rejecting Ugandan milk. Many thanks for those comments, and we shall always come back to them whenever we can.
Now on to something else. Sub-Saharan Africa's performance in the 2019 Corruption Perception Index paints a bleak picture of inaction against corruption. Transparency International has noted in its latest report that Somalia, South Sudan, Sudan and Equatorial Guinea are actually occupying the bottom in the index, with these Sub-Saharan African nations emerging the most corrupt on the continent.
This year's Corruption Perceptions Index also reveals that efforts to combat corruption in more than two-thirds of countries around the world have stagnated. DW's Rabiul Hassan now takes us through the CPI report.
Somalia has the lowest score in the Transparency International report. The Eastern African nation is considered one of the world's most corrupt countries. According to Transparency International, state fragility and poor rule of law in Somalia have left gaping holes for graft to flourish, from petty bribery to high-level political corruption. The CPI report further reveals that across the sub-Saharan African region, money is used to win elections, consolidate power, and personal interests. However, top five least corrupt sub-Saharan African countries include Seychelles with the highest score of 66, followed by Botswana, Cabo Verde, Rwanda, and Mauritius. Cote d'Ivoire and Senegal have been identified by the anti-corruption watchdog as significant improvers since 2012, though it notes both countries still have much work to do. Ghana has dropped 7 points on the CPI since 2014, but remains one of the countries on the watch list of Transparency International. Given recent scandals, corruption is expected to feature prominently in electoral debates during Ghana's upcoming elections in December 2020,